Incidental topic to the Parsha, before the Ramban came along in his generation, I don't think anyone associated the Parsha, Parshas Bechukosai, with the issue of refuah and going to doctors, but the Ramban has a lengthy, I was looking, it's too long of a piece to read inside now, but you'll see it on the Pasuk, right in the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk says, V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem, I will put my sanctuary among you. V'lo sigal nafshi eschem, that my spirit will not reject you. And the Ramban has a lengthy discourse based on this pasuk, the idea of the spirit of Hashem being with us, and the way we're really supposed to be living in a spirit of hashkacha pratis. And the Ramban there says that it's a terrible thing to go to a doctor. That really, 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 one should never go to a doctor, because the spirit of Hashem should be with you. Ye of little faith, you should have bitachon. Moreover, we assume that if you had a machala, so who's it coming from? It's coming from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So if Hashem is giving you a sin, and we'll see in a bit, really, I'll just mention now, Vayikra Rabba, the Medrash there says that if it wouldn't be for sin, there would be no sickness in the world. So presumably there's some spiritual cause of the malady. If that's the case, so then you go to the Navi, says the Ramban. They went to the Navi. They didn't go to the Rofe. They went to the Navi to figure out what they needed to do to get better. And the Ramban says that it's really only people who have a small bitachon, little faith, that really would or should go to a doctor. Another pasuk which is quoted, which is very much pointing in this, so to speak, direction, as we know, the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, the Torah tells us in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk. No. In Parsha Speshalach, in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chavav, the Torah tells us, V'yomer im shema tishma l'kol Hashem alakecha, you'll listen to Hashem, v'hayasher b'ein avtase, v'zant al mitzvosav, you'll listen, you'll be a yasher as the mitzvos, v'shmar l'kol chukov, kol machala asher samti b'mitzrayim, all the different plagues that Hashem was making on the Egyptians, lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Hashem is the Rofe, but you're not supposed to go to any other Rofe. That is, again, very, I'm not doing justice to it at all, a very succinct summary of this larger, more complicated approach of the Ramban. There are other psukim which we'll get to, which point in other directions. So he says two things. Says the Ramban, why do you have doctors? That they should be able to tell you preemptively. They should be the ones to tell you, this is what you should eat so you shouldn't get sick. This is how you have to exercise so you shouldn't get sick. But not that you should go to them if you do get sick. There's a pasuk, which we'll get to more in depth towards the end of the shir, of Rapo Yerapeh in Parshas Mishpatim. You shall surely be healed. Says the Ramban, a very fascinating compromise, so to speak, or a middle hybrid position. Says the Ramban, there is a heter if someone comes to the doctor that he can rapo yirape, but the person, the patient, is not supposed to go to the doctor. That's the Ramban's scheme, that ideally there could be doctors, people who learn chachmas refuah, they help us preemptively to give us good diets and other types of things, and if someone comes to them, they don't have to turn them away, but nevertheless, ideally people should not go to them to begin with. That is the I want you to know there's a whole literature. I even saw quite a few independent articles and essays just on understanding that famous, infamous Maimar Chazal, Tov Sheberofim Yehenim.
According to the Ramban,
it fits in, right. Okay, without getting into what that means, because that's itself. I'm not touching that. We just don't have enough time for that. But that is obviously something which, if one wants to have a comprehensive view, obviously that Maimar Chazal has to be contended with. There's no question about that.
He's not commenting on the Metzias of the effectiveness of doctors.
No. Doctors may be very much.
This is universal.
Yeah, 100%. I didn't have any independent knowledge of this, but I was reading one of the things that I looked at. One of the founder, so to speak, the father in modern times of Jewish medical ethics was Dr. Jacobowitz's father. Rabbi Dr. eventually Lord Jacobowitz. So in his book on medical ethics, of which I think I got my old copy last year at the Shomrei used book sale, so he mentions parenthetically that the Ramban was known as a doctor. I don't think I knew that so much. Certainly he's not famous like the Rambam is for practicing as a doctor. But again, that's not a stira. That's certainly not a stira. The Ramban knows that everyone's going to doctors. His point is that that's very bidyevid, that if we were of greater faith, we wouldn't. And there's an ideal of not going to doctors.
Is this the pasuk that the Christian scientists use in terms of...
I don't know, because again, there's nothing in this pasuk that would have made it obvious that it had to do with it. But there is, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, especially in our day and age, there's a lot of literature now in Hebrew and English in this field. And one of them, I think if I'm pronouncing it correctly, I think it's the Encyclopedia Hilchatit Rufuit, or Rufuit Hilchatit, or something like that. So I looked there also. And on the comments about the Ramban, in the footnotes, it mentions the Christian scientists. And the part that I highlighted was it gives you a whole history of them. I didn't know anything about them. They gave you the name of the founder. He was born in 1870-something. He lived into the 20th century. And I think it was in 1910 or something that he published his Bible, quote-unquote, whatever his... Anyway, they give you a whole thing about Christian scientists. It's obviously, that's a direct connection. Where they get it from, I don't know. As radical and as far out as this seems, the Ramban is not alone. Yeah?
You said that it's a bidyeved.
Yeah.
So that's very different than usher.
He doesn't say it's usher. But he says it's a chisar and a bitachon.
Okay.
It's a chisar and a bitachon. If you had better faith, you wouldn't go. You go to the Navi, you go to the Rabbi. My schedule is very open. I'm happy to take that job. We'll make an arrangement. Cash only. The Ibn Ezra, also again known as a philosopher and other things, Ibn Ezra, on the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, and Sefer Shmos, Pasuk Yates, Rapo Yirape, as well as the Rebbeinu Bachaya, who's a little bit of a more Kabbalist orientation, but they both have the following middle position. And I'll tell you, the Ibn Ezra's exegesis is as follows. On the one hand, Rapa Yirape sounds like he's supposed to heal people. On the other hand, he has a whole story from Divrei Hayamim, where Asa, the Melech of Yehuda, is criticized for abandoning Hashem and going to doctors. It's a pasuk in a story in Divrei Hayamim. So I, says the Ibn Ezra, this goes against the pasuk of Rapa Yirape. So he says you have to look, again, he's a darshan, you know, or a pashtan, you have to look at the context. What's Rapo Yirape? That's in the context of beating up the Eved. So what happens? That's a man-inflicted wound. The guy breaks his arm, you punch out his tooth, something like that. Rapo Yirape. Something that's external, man-influenced, man-created, so then you can go to a doctor for. That's Rapo Yirape. But what was going on with this Melech was a disease. It was something internal. It was natural. And a natural, internal disease, so that came from Hashem, and that should be healed by Hashem. You're not supposed to go to a doctor to treat a disease. If you have a broken arm, you have a cut, you need stitches, then you can go to a doctor. But if you have a disease, a natural thing, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, this is like a modified, and the Rabbeinu Bachai, they have this modified position. That's where the Ramban kicks in. That again, ideally, not that it's osur per se, but ideally one is not supposed to go to a doctor there. Now, of course, there's other ways that one could get out of this proof. Yeah, from
the implication is the doctor somehow undoing Hashem's
will. Yes, 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 exactly.
He's
Who said? Who said? That's the point. That you're touching on the heart of the tension. Right? Obviously, you could draw... a lot of this is where you draw the line, and you'll, again, not at all our topic, but this is obviously part of the issue that's going on now in this, you know, on the Capitol Hill as we speak. Right? This is the front page news, right? Stem cell research. So part of the issue, leave aside issues of the status of these, I don't even know what you call them, fetuses or whatever, these fertilized eggs... But the part of the issue is, as you know, is the whole idea of, quote, playing God. Cloning, that's a huge issue. Right? If you read, again, whether it's Jewish or non-Jewish, especially those who are against, this is a regular theme. And others say, no, on the contrary, Hashem or God wants us to help. That is exactly the tension. So forget far out, almost science fiction-like scenarios that they discuss when they talk about cloning. The Ramban is saying, forget all that. Bottom line, can you even go to get your heart checked out?
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that a person has to learn everybody and shouldn't work and there should be nobody for it. I'll say, and Rabbi Yochanan will provide. And nobody,
right.
You know.
Well, no, first of all, that's not true. First of all, that's itself, that's a controversial Mamar Chazal, right? People are, okay, Harbe Yosu, below, it's Lichu.
But that's the same getter.
Right, Echanami, Ein Hachanami, Ein Echanami. It's completely, unfortunately for us, foreign. It's another way of looking, correct. It's living with Hashem in a much, much more ever present. Right. Okay, good.
The external injuries.
Yes.
Are they
Minas Shemayim
too?
No, no. So that's a very fascinating phenomenon. Again,
like if somebody hurts, he breaks your arm.
Right, right. So again, to what extent, how do we understand this? If I was giving a different shir, Hashkacha Pratis shir, that's an open question. How do you understand the idea of Hashem's Hashkacha Pratis on man-made anything?
Oh.
Right? So there is a discussion, I remember, that, you know, there is a discussion about whether Hashem can stop. There's even one opinion, I think it's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who says this in the story of the brothers with throwing Yosef down in the pit. And the whole discussion there of what would, like, there seems to be, like, either way, Mamashach is going to die. Is it going to be through the starvation, or is it going to be through these, whatever. Anyway, one of the things he had develops an essay there, basically, that if it's a disease or some natural thing, so Hashem can make any miracle. It's obviously, it's in his hands. But if so, you fire a bullet, so that's part of the deal. When Hashem gave free choice to people, right, Hashem's not going to, you know, jump in and be like Superman with the bullet. Again, to take it so radically, even though it makes a certain amount of sense, but to take it to such a radical conclusion, so that, I don't know if that many people say that, but I believe it's the Aruch Chaim who does say that on the story of Yosef. But that you're touching on that larger issue in general, of to what extent do we say it comes from Hashem if the cause was an obvious...
Trip.
Yeah, so again, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But certainly one can imagine that it's easier to see Hashem's direct presence if a guy develops gallbladder cancer, Rachman al-Islan, out of nowhere, right? Who else can, you know, no, or if, you know, you punch the guy in the face and he breaks his jaw. I mean, it's a completely different type of thing. Now, to what extent Hashem's involved in both, that's a different question. But certainly he's much more directly involved, and obviously directly involved, in the natural disease. Now, just on this case of Divrei HaYamim, so it's worth knowing that there are at least two other explanations to get out of this proof. The Metzudas David, right, the classical commentary on Nach, and the Metzudas David on Divrei HaYamim, so he gives a different shot in the case at all. He says, if you're Medayik in the Pasuk, he says, Asa relied exclusively on the doctors. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go to the doctor and also go to the base medrash. First the doctor gives you the medicine, and then you take the medicine, and then you go to shul and you daven so that the medicine should work. He lost that balance. Or furthermore, another explanation from a tshuva of the Rashba, we'll quote the Rashba more fully in a moment, what his opinion was, but the Rashba also says you can't make a mountain out of the molehill of Melech Yehuda, of Asa. Because there, it's even if you forget going to the base medrash, it has to do with your perspective to the doctors. Do you see the doctors as all-powerful, they're the ones who can cure you? Or do you see them as shluchim of the Rebbeinu Shalom? Asa saw them as just the doctors are curing him. He forgot that who's behind the doctors is Rebbeinu Shalom. So if you take either of those two pshatim, you don't need to come on to the explanation of the Ibn Ezra. And certainly the more mainstream view is to take one of those two approaches to the story. But again, it's worth knowing, again, you have significantly Rebbeinu Bachai, the Ibn Ezra, even more modified, and the Ramban in a more extreme, that very much see an ideal of not going to doctors. Now, despite what Joey was saying, that this should be a davar pashut, because ideally, the truth is many Rishonim say this is not an ideal at all. Who said that should be an ideal? So, for example, the Rashba has a tshuva in the Chelek Aleph of his tshuva, Simetaf Gimel, where he says, quote, as long as libo l'shamayim, and you know what's going on, in some chanalaneis, of course you have to go to a doctor. That's not the way that Rabbi Shalom made the world. Rabbi Shalom made the world that if you get sick, you go to doctors. That's part of your bitachon. That's not living with less bitachon. Right? This is the old, again, lurking behind the whole shir tonight will be the famous joke of the guy, you know, who's drowning, you know, there's a flood in the town, and he says Hashem will save him, and the guy comes with the boat, and the guy comes with the helicopter, right? And he says, Hashem will save me. Who do you think set the boat? That's the issue. That's not a chisaron bitachon. On the contrary, going to the doctor is the way Hashem wants. That's how you show trust in Hashem, that Hashem will allow the medical to work. That's what the Rashba says. Furthermore, the Chovas Halavavos and his Shahar Bitachon says as well, he says, not only is this not an ideal, on the contrary, to not go to a doctor is a violation of Ein Som Chalal Anais, and if one were to die, you'd be Mischayev Benavsho. You're guilty. Again, like that joke. Like exactly that joke where he gets the Musar Shmuz from God and says, what do you mean? I was counting on you, God, where were you? So he's getting a Musar Shmuz. That's the joke. The joke was Mechavin to the Chovas Halavavos. The Ran in Maseches Yuma says again also, to ignore advice of doctors, for example, and say, I'm just going to daven, I'll just put my trust in Hashem, is a Midas Chasidus, but he refers to the Shvichas Damim. Again, not an ideal at all. The Rambam in Hichos Deos, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, and Perek Dal Halacha Alka, and that's really speaking about doctors, the way we're talking about it, but in general, the idea of taking care of yourself in a natural way, and not just saying that spiritual or supernatural, you know, safeguards will keep you healthy, quote-unquote. The Rambam is very, very, again, we're not surprised, given everything else we know about the Rambam's biography and Hashkafa, but the Rambam there talks very much about how you have to keep yourself healthy, and you have to do things that keep yourself healthy. It's not enough to just have, quote, bitachon in Hashem. And finally, just to round out this general introduction, players, so to speak, the Chazon Ish has a letter in his collected letters, the Kovetz Igros Chazon Ish, where he refers to people's natural hishtadlus for their health, whether it's to exercise or even going to the doctors. But natural hishtadlus is not only a chova, he says, but he refers to it as the way Hashem made it. It's one of the chovos that are hashlamas tzuras ha'adam. This is part of the way we're supposed to live a life. This is a more complete, balanced life that Hashem wants from us, is to take care of ourselves physically, whatever that includes, going to doctors and whatever the doctors tell you, as opposed to just, again, a purely spiritual existence, which also purely relies on spiritual causes for physical health. There are, again, I could give you numerous Gemaras which seem to be indicative in this way, but I did want to collect just a few. The Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav, says if you're in pain, go to a doctor. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Baba Tzi, excuse me, on Daf Pei Hei, talks about a case where a person, this is very, very profound, actually. I had forgotten about this Gemara. It's such a profound psychological insight in so many levels, not just when it comes to medicine, the fact that this, if no other reason, is why you know the Chazal would be against a national healthcare policy. Because the Gemara says that someone gets injured by somebody else, and the guy says, here, I owe you to make you healthy. Why don't you take this doctor? He'll do it for free. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to say, if he's doing it for free, it's probably worth for nothing. And it gives one or two other versions. But again, that idea that you don't get such a metziah when all of a sudden you're not paying for things. Quality care costs, and it's worth the cost. And all of a sudden, lowering the cost significantly can also, universalize mediocre care, which is not what anybody wants. And that's an idea, again, the idea is very much taking very seriously this. Furthermore, an idea which some have, which even the Ramban himself seemed to describe, of an ideal where the real tzaddikim, a distinction with the real tzaddikim, they're the ones who are somech, straight on Hashem, and they go to the Navi or whatever. But no, the Hamonam, that's the Lashon again. I'm adding to justice to all the Ramban. It was a long one. I couldn't summarize it in all its nuances. But the Ramban talks about how no, the Hamonam, so that's, more widespread now, unfortunately. But the truth is that, again, I don't know what the Ramban does with this, but there's a very important Gemara, Peheyam and Beis Mamatsi, where it talks about Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, presumably even by the Ramban standards, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would be part of the spiritual elite. And it mentions that he had some kind of an eye infection. And it says it. He didn't just daven that the eye infection would go away. He went to the doctor. The doctor gave him some kind of cream or vapors or something that he put on the bottom of his pillow. That way, when he was sleeping, that it would somehow seep up through the pillow and cure his eye infection.
What does the Ramban do with the Shmartim if not Shaseichem?
You should be Shmartim. That's why. First of all, he's not saying you should live in it. The Ramban, is not saying go to shul at 10:15, eat shulint, and then just daven that you won't get a high cholesterol. I'm saying there's no reason to assume per se that he's against exercise necessarily, but he says, what's the purpose of Rofim? To tell you preemptively you should live a healthy lifestyle. He's not saying you can indulge in wantonly unhealthy behavior and then just daven to get out of it. He's not giving you that prescription for, irresponsible lifestyle. He's saying if, whatever the reason, you get sick, how do you respond? His response is, you should do cheshbon nefesh. Maybe the cheshbon nefesh is just speaking much lashon hara. You're not learning enough. You're not taking care of yourself. Okay, so taking care of yourself, but not to just rely on what physical obvious causes would be. The Akedas Yitzchak, the great also biblical mafarish, so he attacks the inconsistency of the Ramban. Again, I mentioned before. Again, logically, perhaps one could defend it, but I think on the surface, it is a weak, a very difficult balance to maintain. The Ramban saying it's mutter for the doctor to treat you; you're just not supposed to go to him. So the Akedas, okay, that's what the Ramban says. So the Akedas Yitzchak finds that to be very vulnerable. Plus, the Akedas Yitzchak quotes a number of stories and from Tanakh, as well as even halachos, where you see that we don't. Again, this is. Again, a little bit, I could defend the Ramban because, again, I don't think this is necessarily what he meant. So maybe he's a little bit of a straw man. But along the lines of what you were saying, he attacks the Ramban and he says, we don't just rely on miracles to keep us safe. For example, we have the mitzvah of makkah, he says. Right? Build the parafat around the roof. We don't say, go up on the roof, but as long as you're saying, tell him you'll be okay. We take physical safety measures, and why should a doctor be any less than the makkah? That's the Akedas Yitzchak. The most well-known, even though it's somewhat of obscure origin, if you will, Maimar Chazal, or traditional thing, which expresses the opposite Hashkafa of the Ramban, etc., is a Medrash. It's quoted in a lot of these Yalkut of Midrashim, these collections, Otzer Midrashim, and it's also, I think, the original source, or the best I could get, is a Medrash Socher Tov on Sefer Shmuel, based on a pasuk in the fourth parak of Sefer Shmuel, the first pasuk. There they tell a story of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael who are walking, and some guy who's sick, a farmer, he happens to be holding a sickle, comes to them, and he is sick. Sickle and sickle, he's sick. So he comes to them, and he's sick, and he asks them what to do, and they give him some remedy, physical remedy. So he gives musr to the Tanaim. He says, what are you mixing in to the Rabban Shalom's business? And you get the impression he was expecting Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel to say, daven harder, check your tzitzis, check your mezuzahs, your ksuba, I don't know, whatever the latest fad is. And they're giving him, you know, take Lipitor and exercise three times a day and whatever. And he's saying, what are you mixing in? He gives them musr. He should just be spiritual about it. So they respond to him and say, tell us. Fine, so what do you do for a living? I'm a farmer. So, oh. Well, what does that involve? Well, you know, the crops do this, and then they grow, and I water them, and then I treat them, you know, fertilizer, and then I cut them down. He says, what are you doing? How could you get involved? He says, well, if I don't do that, the crops will go bad. Either they won't grow, they'll go bad. So he says, you know, so to speak, it's the same metaphor. We're the farmer. Just like you have to water them and you have to take care of them, and that's how you cultivate Hashem's world. So this is how you cultivate Hashem's highest creature, human being. It's a very, very beautiful and it's a powerful, so to speak, expression of what is, I guess, more mainstream Hashkafas Hayados, which is that we don't see this. And you might call it, it's a name game. You might call it interfering, quote unquote, but it's a good interfering. Hashem wants us to interfere. He put us on this world to, so to speak.
Also interfering.
Say again?
Right.
And that happens to be, and that, I don't, people don't quote it in this context, but there's a famous Maimar Chazal where the Roman says to Rabbi Kiva, what's going on? And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Adarabba, Hashem wants us to quote unquote perfect his creation. So this is, again, along those lines, no doubt about it. There's also an interesting Gemara at Maseches Brachos that some of the posts can remember, that Tzitz Eliezer, among contemporary writers, is one of the ones who have written most prolifically on medical topics. Because he's a wide-ranging poster who writes about everything, so they don't think of him as just, quote, a medical ethicist. But if all we had from him was his writings on medical ethics, we would think of him as, you know, like the other, again, not to take anything away from the Fred Rosners and the Emanuel Jacobowitzes and Rabbi Bleichs and Rabbi Tendlers of the world. But the Tzitz Eliezer has 20 volumes of tshuvas. One of the volumes, the Chelek Hei, he put together, again, if he had nothing else, it would be an incredible contribution anyway, called Ramat Rachel, which is his, like, I don't know how many chapters it is, on medical stuff. So Simen Chof, in the 20th chapter of that Kuntras, so he points out that there's a Gemara in Brachos, talks about somebody going in to get taken care of or something like that, to a doctor, and it's a very difficult Gemara to read per se, but he says some kind of a tefillah, or he's encouraging some kind of a tefillah, and then Abaye yells at him and says, Rapo Yerape. And again, the Gemara, which is being referenced, which again we'll get back to in a little bit more in depth, which is the Gemara Baba Kama, which says, Mikan Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. So, it's a little bit unclear what's going on, but if you look at Rashi, apparently what's going on is as follows. That the first opinion was essentially saying, like a tefillah, like either Halavai, I should be strong enough not to go to the doctor, or something to that effect. Comes like that, if he's freeze frame the Gemara right there, that sounds like a proof for the Ramban. But says the Tzitz Eliezer, the problem is the Gemara doesn't end. The Gemara concludes with Abaye, who we seem to pass like Lahalacha. And if you look at Rashi, the way Rashi explains the opinion of Abaye, it's no, on the contrary. You might have had a Havamina. Again, I think that's where Joey's right. It's not a bad Havamina to have. If you're living a purely quote-unquote spiritual life and you realize that everything comes from Hashem, especially something like this, so you could imagine, I don't think it's not a terrible Havamina to have thought, you know, what should you do? You should just say Tehillim. But you have to be more sophisticated than that and know what does the full tradition teach us. And the full tradition is not to rely on that. That's a nice Havamina. And again, there's a vestige of it, even the Maskana, because of course we believe that the ultimate Rofe is Rofe, you know, that's what we say in Shemon Esser every day. But nevertheless, Mikan Nitin Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos. That's what Abaye says. What are you telling this guy to make some kind of a tefillah for that he should feel guilty about going to the doctor? He should know that the doctor is hopefully Shliach Hashem. Moreover, says the Tzitz Eliezer, you have a bigger problem. The Ramban himself quotes this Gemara. He passes like this. The Ramban has, and it was collected now by Rav Shevel, as the Kisvei HaRamban. You can get it in Hebrew or in English. So one of his big, important halachic essays, which is in his collected writings, is called Toras HaAdam. A lot of Tichos Avelos and other things are in Tichos Nida, are in Toras HaAdam. So in Toras HaAdam, he has different shars, different sections. So Shar HaSakana, right, gets right to the point. So the Ramban there quotes this opinion of Abaye l'halacha. So doesn't this seem to go against what he says al haTorah? So the answer that Rav Ezra seems to suggest, Rav Avadja has a tshuva on Yechavedas, where he's a similar suggestion. Again, it seems to be meduyak in the Ramban. This is correct. Is that the way he puts it? Is the Ramban was speaking about a particular? We've been again harping on this a bit, and we'll repeat it again. A different kind of world. Again, it could be our actual world, but a type of world in which people, or even all people, or at least certain people, who are on such a madrega, where as he refers to it, there was no outside gormim chitzoniyim. Everything was direct hashkacha pratis. So if everything's direct hashkacha pratis, so if it's good, you thank Hashem directly, and if it's bad, you ask Hashem to help you directly, because there's nothing else going on. He says, but again, whatever this means, again, as I say, this is not a hashkacha pratis shir, but in a world which we live in, or most of us live in, and even in the time of the Ramban, and maybe even earlier, most people were living in, let alone now, all of us are living in, where there's much more baggage in the cosmic, so to speak, universe, and all sorts of different causes that could be for things, which, again, apparently are not necessarily directly straight spiritual cheshbonos. So then, even the Ramban admits that, of course, you have to go to a doctor. That's what he suggests. That again, the Ramban is speaking about either specific types of people, or even for all people in a specific type of time, where it was such a it was a more directly spiritual existence. But again, where maybe you will say you don't have to work, and it's a different world. But they suggest this for the Ramban as well. If you look in the poskim lemaisa, this has been Gemaras or Balei Machshava or Mefarshim on Chumash. If you look in the Sifrei Halacha, you get the following. We'll get to, there is a minority opinion that even the halacha does seem to have one some version or another echoes of the Ramban. So, for example, Rav Danielson Eibshitz, the Kreisi Uplasi in Yaradeya, so he basically has the compromise of Ibn Ezra. He seems to quote this halacha. I don't know anything about his life story. I don't know what he did, what he didn't do, what he actually told Talmidim. But he does have this idea quoted that for, again, external wounds, so then you go to the doctor, but internal diseases and such, perhaps there is, again, at least an ideal not to. Well, the Gemara that I mentioned about Bracha was a Makis Dam case. That's the case. That was the case where it seemed that the Gemara was saying you shouldn't feel guilty by going to the doctor.
He was a
yeah, again, I don't know. No, Rebbe Zinovich was a complicated personality. You know, if it was a Rav, you know, by backwards, so to speak, maybe a person to ask would be Dr. Jacob J. Schachter wrote his dissertation on Rav Yaakov Emden. So you can't write a dissertation on Rav Yaakov Emden without knowing a lot about Rav Yehuda and Eibshitz. I don't know. Maybe there's someone who's written a dissertation on Rav Yehuda and Eibshitz, and they'd really be the person to speak to. But this is one of the Makaros. To take even more maybe well-known, more mainstream, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, where he says the following. What if a doctor tells you have to get better? You went to the doctor. Now the doctor says, you know how you're going to get better? You're going to take this medicine, which is treif. So do you have to listen to the doctor? Or can you say, no, I'm not going to listen to treif. I'll daven instead. So I would have thought, and if they asked me, I'll hit them on the side of the head. Of course they have to listen to the doctor. The Avnei Nezer says, Roshay l'hachmer l'atzmo. He doesn't have to. He can rely on the Ramban. And he adds, again, I'm sure he earns himself no friends in the medical professions. After all, doctors are mu'ad l'kilkul. They make mistakes all the time. So why rely on them that you're going to have to take this treif medicine? Better you should daven. Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom, whatever he wants will happen. Rav Shlomo Kluger, who is, again, also is known to say wild things. Shlomo Kluger has this subsak as well. He talks about a case, again, this literally happens every single year where the Shaila comes up. Someone is told by the doctors, you cannot fast on Yom Kippur. You're putting your life in danger. So again, mainstream sock would assume, of course, therefore you have to listen to the doctors. You can't fast. Shlomo Kluger says, Yom Kippur is a daraisa. You can put your trust in Hashem and ignore the advice of doctors. Tisha B'Avi says, it's only me to Rabbanon. Listen to the doctors. So again, these are not straight replications of the Shitas HaRamban. What I'd call, these are echoes. Right. Nevertheless, despite the impressive credentials, again, Avnei Nezer, Shlomo Kluger, Rav Eibshitz, this is not a mainstream view. The mainstream view, which is probably indirectly at least the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeradan Simon Shin Lamed Vav, chapter 336. That's the little bit we have in all of Shulchan Aruch, Anuchas Rofim.
Right. Until the 20th century, you can afford to have that opinion that if you break a bone, we can fix it. something else, Daven Hashem.
They couldn't help it anyway.
Yeah,
right. Very interesting. Very interesting. So the Birkei Yosef, the great Svarisha Posek, on, again, Yerodeh Simen Shin Lamed Vav, he speaks very strongly that a chole must act in the, quote, derech ha'olam. You have to do what people do. Normal people do. You got to be normal. Yeah, means you have to go to the doctor. Essentially, it's usher. It's an isser of yuhara, of religious arrogance, or some chanalanes, to just think that you can be straight with Hashem. There's an Achron who I'm not familiar with so well, but he's on Yerodeh, called the Shevet Yehuda. He writes very eloquently, very strongly, how you have to go to a doctor. It's a virtual chiyuv, even on the relatives, to make sure the person goes to the doctor, and you have to get the best doctor. And otherwise, it's das shotim and aseid litenas hadin if you don't go to the doctor and get the, you know, second and third recommendation and go to the best person. The shach, for example, in Yerodeh. So he seems to be just the opposite of the Avni Nezer and others about the Yom Kippur. He says, whether it's about if I have to eat treif or the Yom Kippur, he says, you'll say, aye, but I don't want to eat treif. He goes, yeah, but before that, before this shaila came up, you're already mushma ma'omei mehar sinai on pikuach nefesh. Who said that Yom Kippur or the machal zasurus is a bigger kiyum than the mitzvah to keep yourself alive, to keep yourself healthy? And therefore the shach paskin, again, I think it's a direct contradistinction to that Avni Nezer. Lashah says, of course you have to listen to the doctors. The Tajbet has a tshuva where he quotes Ibn Ezra, says, we reject the Ibn Ezra. We go to doctors. I could give you a whole list. I include some of them. The Tajbet, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chasam Sofer, the Binyan Sion, the Abiyah Omer, the Tzitzel Yezer, Shmishal B'Chosa. All pask, again, the mainstream psak is, of course, you go to doctors and, of course, you listen to doctors. Again, there are cases, again, maybe one day, whether it's in this forum or in some other type of shiur, we'll all discuss. And there are very complicated medical, psychological, and halachic scenarios, especially at end of life, where there's definitely, I wouldn't say all, but definitely a very respectable school of thought and poskim, that including Moshe Feinstein, among others, Rosh Rubam, that speak about allowing patients a significant say in perhaps not fighting as hard as straight medicine would perhaps allow, when the quality of life issues are taken into account. Again, this is very, very subtle and a long way from there to Tari Shaivo. But the idea of perhaps Tov Misa Mechayim, is there such a concept? There is, again, certainly according to some poskim, such an idea. And in certain cases, perhaps even if the doctors say, well, if I did this, I'll be able to maybe help you, maybe not listening to doctors in such cases. Again, there is such a room in halacha for that, but that we're not talking about that at all. Just, I don't want to be, and there should be no confusion. Until now, we've been speaking about whether you're allowed to go to a doctor. Is the doctor, is that a chisaron and bitachon, or is that the way Hashem made the world? What we haven't yet addressed at all, I want to mention now, is the doctor doing a mitzvah? As I may have to go, because Hashem made me sick, and that's part of my obligation to get myself better, maybe it's even the best spiritual thing is to go, but what is the doctor doing? Is refuah a mitzvah? Is that melech ha-shamayim or not, right? Is only the rabbi's melech ha-shamayim? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, mitan nitten reshus l'rofei l'rapos. That's what the Gemara says. That's not going to be the source. There's no mucker, to the best of my knowledge, in any Rishonim who quote that pasuk as a mitzvah.
It's only reshus for the rofei to be proactive, but if you go to the rofei, maybe that's a mitzvah.
On who?
On the doctor.
Okay, that could be, but to the best of my knowledge, that would be Das Eli. I don't know if anyone... Again, not that your conclusion is wrong, but in terms of Rappe, Rappe is the source that I don't know about. So, the fact that it's a mitzvah seems to be almost an explicit Mishnah in Gemara. And again, in typical Talmudic fashion, like this. And there's no Gemara that says it's a mitzvah to administer medical therapy. But the Mishnah does say in Maseches Nedarim that if you take a neder, that I will not be mahane somebody else, I won't give someone else benefit. Nevertheless, while it's usur in such a case to do refuas mamon, this is the term of the Mishnah, refuas mamon, refuas nefesh is allowed. Now, refuas nefesh sometimes refers to psychological as opposed to refuas aguf. That's not the context here. The Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, three Dapim later, explains what is the categorization. Refuas mamon means like if you're the vet. You can't take care of their animals, because after all, you took a neder that you're not going to give benefit to this person, so you can't take care of their animals. But refuas nefesh, to take care of them, to administer medical procedures, if you're a doctor and they come to you, that you're allowed. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't explain, so why? So if you look on the page of Maseches Nedarim, the Ran who's on the page and the Rosh is on the page of Maseches Nedarim, they both quote, based on a Yerushalmi, the mitzvah ka'avid. We have this all the time, that if you take a neder, so mitzvah is lav lehenus, that's not, mitzvah, even when it comes to precluding hana, with the exception perhaps of Talmud Torah or Hana from Svarim, because we know that Talmud Torah is a Heftz of Hana. But leave it that, generally speaking, mitzvos preclude, are insulated, so to speak, from the effect of a neder. So it's almost, again, unless you have a different explanation of that Gemara, it's almost explicit in that Mishnah Gemara that there is a mitzvah in administering medical therapy, which is why it's not problematic with the neder. The question is, so what's the mitzvah? So here there's a number of different theories in Rishonim. The Rambam in the Parsha Mishnayos on that Mishnah, the Ram there on that Gemara, they say it's a mitzvah of v'hashevoso lo. Right, where's that context? In Devarim Perachav Beis, that has to do with Hashavas Aveda. The return of Hashavas Aveda. And the Gemara reading Baba Kama says that this applies even to a person's health. Ein lecha Hashavas Aveda gidola mizu. So the Rambam says that's the mokra. It's a mitzvah of v'hashevoso lo to administer medical, so to speak, therapy. The Maharsha...
Why wouldn't that apply to an accountant? Anybody that helps.
Who said it doesn't? I'm not giving a shir on that.
I mean, why shouldn't I?
Who said that? Alan, don't be so secure. Your great, your mother was proud of you, even though you weren't a doctor. It's okay. This has nothing to do. We're not picking on accountants. We're just not talking about it. Matzil Momon Chaveiro is a mitzvah, 100%.
Exactly.
Just not the topic tonight.
You make it sound like it's a big fetish. That's the doctors, you know, nobody else. Every professional is going to be
Lavdavka. Lavdavka.
It's not tax evasion.
No, we'll see that. But we're going to see. We're going to see that. It's coming up. We're going to see. I'm worried about the doctor's money too. Don't worry. Again, in the time of HMOs, we have to all be worried for the doctors. So we'll get to that. But again, Lavdavka, just you're talking about if you do something to help somebody, you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so maybe that's Gemilas Chesed or something. The question is there's something specifically, uniquely mitzvah. So the Rambam says it comes from that. The Marsha and the Nitziv in the Hamed Shela just refer to if a doctor just put flesh out. So and if a doctor doesn't administer the therapy, so they're a violation of Lo Sucha Lesalim. You're not allowed to not pretend you don't see the Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to refuse a patient. That's a violation of Lo Sucha Lesalim, they say. The Shiltos and the Ramban himself, of all people, again, the Ramban who was saying, again, you're not supposed to go to the doctor, but even the Ramban says there is a mitzvah, again, not only is it allowed if you come to the doctor to help you, but the doctor himself would do a mitzvah based on the pasuk of Echei Achicha Imach, that you're restoring their life. And finally, Lo Saseh, which again is like an Isra Saseh, so to speak, the Tosfos Ridin, the Tosfos Harash, again, based on a Gemara and Sanhedrin, say that the Kiyum is Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha. You have an opportunity to save somebody. Again, that pasuk is darshan for a lot of things, including being matzil mamon chaveiro. So that's where Alan will come in. Rapo yirapei. Let's the last 5 minutes on rapo yirapei. So the pasuk in Shmos again about the Eved Ivri tells us this. The Gemara in Baba Kama says nit rishus l'rofei l'rapos. So what do we need all this for? Do we have nit rishus l'accountant to be an accountant? Nit rishus l'lawyer? Maybe we should have needed it for the lawyer to be a lawyer, right? Okay. How come we only have Rishus Rapo? What's going on? What was the Havamina? You needed a special Kamashim on Rishus. So Rashi and Tosfos both say Joey's idea. It's not a bad Havamina. You would have had a Havamina. We're not supposed to interfere. Again, someone's health comes from Hashem. That if that's where it comes from, you would have had a Havamina. You shouldn't get involved. Kamashim on Rishus. You have a permission, so to speak. You are allowed to get involved. Now, the question is, if you have the mitzvah, so what do you need the rishus for? It's interesting. It's also worth knowing, again, we'll try to get to it in a moment, the Rambam never quotes Rapo Yirapei. The Rambam never quotes it. So the question is, what's the role of Rapo Yirapei, and what's the relationship? So there's four basic answers that are quoted as for what, so to speak, is being added by Rapo Yirapei. So the Ramban, in his piece on Taras Adam, he has a kind of a psychological idea, which again, you can really imagine even before the litigation that plagues doctors now, the malpractice issues. Says the Ramban, a doctor might think, what do I need it for? What if I make a mistake and the guy dies? Who needs to get involved in such a thing? And therefore, the way he kind of understands it, it's almost like an encouragement to the doctor. Now, what it also may be referring to, and this is discussed in that Siman in Yaradeya, is the fact that the Gemara says, if you have certification, in the time of the Gemara, the certification was from the Beis Din. But Poskim now say, the AMA would be, Beis Din would sign off on that too. If you have certification, and you still, so you, we do not believe in medical, you would be insulated from medical malpractice, financially. Because that's the idea of Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. The doctor shouldn't say, I don't want to get involved. It's going to be not worth my effort. On the contrary, you do the right thing, the community, the halacha will protect you. You try to do your best and help somebody. That's the Ramban's theory. The Moshev Zakenim, which is a collection from the Bali Atosus on Chumash, Latosus Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, again, something that Joey asked me a few moments ago. He says, what's the rishus? To make money, to charge. You might have thought it's a mitzvah to do it, so I have to do it for free. Kamashwan rishus rov for the rapos. He's allowed to make a living by doing it.
But is it a mitzvah?
Yes, yeah, you know, it could be a mitzvah anyway. And you would have had a half mina, therefore, that you shouldn't charge money for it. Kamashwan, you're still. But you're allowed to charge. Definitely allowed to charge. Again, doctors should not feel guilty about that at all. Tosfos Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid, as well as the Tosfos Baba Kama, they have the Hava Mina, but they say this is all coming to specifically disprove the Eben Ezra. You would have thought natural sickness they couldn't treat, Kamash Malan, Rishus L'Rofe L'Rapos, Dafka, they can't treat even the most subtle diseases. And finally, very intriguing, I didn't have a chance to look this up, but I saw quoted in two secondary sources, Rav Kook has a tshuva, in the Das Kohen, that's on the source sheet, Das Kohen Simen Kuf Mem, where he says the following, that medicine, I don't know if it's the only thing, but certainly by its nature, it's speculative, and there's no guarantees, right? The doctor could do everything in the world by the book. I'm not talking about the doctor could make a mistake. I mean, he could be the premier doctor at the best hospital with everything else, and whether you're religious and you call it God, or you're not, you call it chance. Everyone knows there's never any guarantee, right? The best they can give you is probabilities and do whatever the book, quote unquote, tells. There's no guarantees. And Rav Kook kind of has this havamina. Again, I didn't see it inside, but the way it was quoted was you might have had a havamina that you should, you know, for this kind, who needs it all? Like, and anyway, then Rav Kook says, no, but that's the best we got. This is the world. And therefore, nevertheless, a doctor should administer it. He shouldn't think, well, since I can't guarantee it, I shouldn't get involved. And certainly, I guess, by extension, the patient shouldn't think that he shouldn't go there because it might not work. I mentioned that the Maariv Chaya says that the Rambam never quotes Rapo Yirape, so he doesn't really have an answer, I don't think. But the Torah Tamima suggests that there's kind of a two-stage process. The Rapo Yirape is just a reshus. That's why this is, again, against what Eli was trying to say before. Rapo Yirape, no one says that's a mitzvah. That's just a reshus. But Vahashehosolo, as the Rambam and many others say, or one of the other pasuk, that's when they say it's not just a reshus, you're allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's a two-stage process. Now you flip the question. Well, once there's the mitzvah, why do you need the reshus? Isn't that obvious? So he has two answers. One is, well, listen, Vahashehosolo, it's only a drusha and tarsha bal peh that has anything to do with refuah. It has to do with picking up a wallet. So maybe they wanted there should be a pasuk in Chumash that relates to it. That's number one. And number two is, the Tartum says, well, not everyone says the Hashivosolo is applicable. Some people say it's limited to your wallet, nothing to do with your body. So that's different possibilities. The Divrei Shol Yosef Das, a sefer that I previously never heard of, but it's a commentary on Yeredeya by the author of the more well-known sefer of Chuvos, Shol Umeshiv, Rav Yosef Shol Nathanson. So he has a sefer in Yeredeya. He also answers that it's because you need a reshus so that you're not interfering with the natural order. But the other stuff, the more external stuff, so that's, so to speak, quote-unquote, guf harafu. I just want to close by mentioning one quick thing, which is the issue of, I mentioned the financial liability that sometimes a doctor might incur. Whatever that issue is, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin that what if a doctor never kills somebody by accident? Somebody dies on the table, right? We know that this happens. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he has to go to Golos, like any other Rotzeach B'Shogeg. Frek de no sekelim. The Rambam has a famous list in Hilchos Rotzeach of three people. The Shliach Bezdin, who in the process of getting the guy to court accidentally kills him, or the father and the Rebbe while they're training or they're educating the person, got a little too physical with the Talmud and accidentally died. And all those cases, the Rambam paskens that you don't have to go to Golus because mitzvah kovid. And if the accident happened in the context of a mitzvah, we don't say that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg has to go. So the Yad Avram, one of the Nasi Kemal Shachar Achig, is a very sharp answer. And it's again, that's why we have such admiration for doctors, because they take such responsibility for such things. He says, the Yad Avram, listen, in those cases, they're doing the mitzvah. They're teaching the Talmud Torah, they're doing the Shlichus of the Beis Din. Unfortunately, an accident happened. That doesn't disqualify the fact that they were doing a mitzvah. An accident happened while they're doing a mitzvah. The doctor, the mitzvah is to save the guy. The mitzvah is that he should be able to walk home to his family, get off that table and go home to his family. If he died, obviously, the mitzvah wasn't done. So if the mitzvah wasn't done, so then he has to go. Again, he's not a bad person. It was an accident. But that's what the halacha of Rotzeach B'Shogeg is. Wow. So this really raises the question, is what we'd call tipul rufu'i, just being involved in trying to help the person, is that a mitzvah? Or are we all about results? So what's interesting is that despite, that's the Rambam Shita. Again, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach only lists those three. Maybe there's a fourth, but he does not list a doctor accidentally killing someone as an exception. It sounds like he does have to go to Golos. However, they point out that the Ramban In fact, in the Taurus Adam does say that a doctor killed by accident, he does not have to go to Golis. And Rabbi Lam has an article in 1984 in the RJJ, Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society. Rabbi Lam had an article where he discussed this, and he suggested that perhaps the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban is exactly this issue. That the Ramban understands, again, ironically enough, he'd be the one that's quote-unquote more charitable to the doctors. The Ramban understands that just being involved in trying to help the person, you know, getting into that surgical room or whatever, that itself is the mitzvah. So by definition, anything that happens when that happens doesn't disqualify the mitzvah you did. Therefore, just like these other examples of killing accidentally during a mitzvah, you won't go to Golus. But the Rambam understands that it's tachlis. If you cure the guy, you did a mitzvah. If you didn't cure the guy, it's a nice effort, right? You tried to get the lulav, but if you don't shake the lulav, you didn't do a mitzvah either. If you don't cure the guy, he doesn't walk home with his family, then he didn't do a mitzvah. And therefore, that might be the debate about whether it's a very nice article. He connects that to how they understand rapo yirape. But that might very well be an issue. Again, there's a lot of other very interesting issues to discuss. A friend of mine in that same RJJ Journal article, Rabbi Josh Flug, a year or two ago, wrote a whole article about unconventional, or whatever they call it, alternative medicine. Is there a mitzvah to do that? Are you allowed in certain cases, some of the weird things that they do over there? Rabbi Lau, I didn't have a chance, again, we wouldn't have had time to discuss that. Rabbi Lau and his chuvos, Yachel Yisrael, so he dedicated like a block, like six chuvos in a row to all sorts of topics relating to medical, this, again, not just the general issues of medical halacha, about different procedures. I mean, about all these general issues. Is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? When do you go? Is it not faith? Is it all that kind of stuff? He has a lot of discussions. As I mentioned, Sitz Eliezer has this huge essay. There's really very, very much a lot to talk about. Maybe when we get to Mishpatim, we can try again. Mir Hashem, this is some of the issues of the very, very wonderful Rofim that we hope Hashem should continue to give Haslacha for and their Shlichas to help us.